everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
All right, welcome back. Cattle futures continued the downward price shift seen last week as the strong market rally, which developed on Friday, essentially erased today. This created additional market pressure throughout the entire cattle complex, with beef values mixed to mostly lower. Hog futures, though, were holding firm due to strong follow-through commercial buying activity, which moved into the complex. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones 81 points lower. NASDAQ up 20 points. In live cattle, futures posted triple-digit losses, although midday pressure pulled back slightly from session lows seen earlier in the morning. The overall weakness in the market remained concerning for the market, though there continued to be some underlying pressure that developed throughout the market that could push front-month June futures even further. And even though feeder cattle futures backed away from session lows at midday, strong triple-digit pressure continued to hold as traders remained focused on the market pressure, unwinding gains which developed on Friday. The underlying market pressure seen in all cattle futures over the last week, creating a strong market push and some concerning trends that would further damage the recent market support seen in both live and feeder cattle markets. And grain futures were mixed after mostly quiet trade overnight, with a crucial week ahead for both weather and price charts. Corn prices a little lower today, but holding to a narrow range overnight. July futures continue to trade in a narrowing range that suggests a breakout may occur by May 22nd, either up or down. Soybeans tried to hold on to small overnight gains as July futures battled to avoid breaking through the uptrend line from the past 6 weeks. And finally, wheat prices were lower, hit by drier weather for spring wheat seeding and concerns about exports, while Australia apparently captured the latest tender out of Iraq, aided by lower transportation costs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.